Welcome to Golf Talk Live. This award-winning weekly radio program provides you with all the information you need about private and public golf courses, special features, and interviews with the men and women, both players and executives, who impact golf across the tri-state region and the country. And now, here are your hosts, Alan Depew and Tony Leodora.
Greetings, fans of golf. Alan Depew, welcome to Golf Talk Live. I am joined by the number one producer in golf radio, Eddie Caeza.
Hey, Alan, good morning.
Good morning. And back on the studio, keeping us on the air, Walt Cooper. So, Eddie.
Yes.
Anything going on this week?
Not much. It's been a very, very slow news week. And, you know, good to be back playing indoor golf.
Indoor golf.
Yes.
We will definitely get to that because, folks, we are at Play Around Golf. We'll be bringing Steve Graves on in just a minute, the owner. We are at the Malvern location airing live this morning because we are kicking off the Winter Tournament Series, the Golf Talk Live Winter Tournament Series. And Eddie,
yes,
I turned to my right today and you're not sitting there. You're directly across from me
today. How about that?
Because to my right, we have found the traveling golfer himself, Tony Leodora.
That's right. Found my way to Malvern, Pennsylvania. Alan, I don't want to say that I'm a fair weather friend, but that's exactly what I am. I saw the weather forecast for this week. I said, I'm coming to Pennsylvania.
You hopped on a bird, you flew up here, and you brought 70 degrees with it.
That's right. I am the gust of warm wind coming in from parts unknown. Interesting to be back in Philadelphia right now at this particular time, and interesting to be back at Play Around Golf, where we've done this little routine of winding up the season or starting the season for indoor golf with Steve Graves and the people here for 11 years now, Steve?
It could be closer to 12.
Well, there you go. How about that? Time flies when you're having fun. And we really have had more fun doing this than, you know, Steve, we've all become good friends over the years. But also the people that are coming in here, good friends, including a name from the past who now is my neighbor in Florida. The guy who for years was the living, breathing, play-by-play announcer of Play Around Golf, Al Stavola, who played here years from Penn Oaks Country Club and was the life of the party every week, just a lively character, has moved to Sarasota, and I play golf with him all the time. I have to wear earplugs when I play, but I play golf with Al all the time. It's pretty amazing, and that's the kind of friendships that created.
Does he still bring in Dunkin' Donuts?
No donuts to the golf course. We're on a health kick down there. But he is certainly playing a lot of golf right now.
Excellent.
He joined the Meadows Country Club, a great old course in the Sarasota area. It's going through a major renovation. And, I mean, he's there every day. So he's one happy camper right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Steve, great to be back into the friendly, temperature-controlled confines of Play Around Golf. Sure, it's warm outside today, but this is the place to be all through the winter to keep your game on track.
Yeah, anytime you want to play,
yeah,
we're ready. Yeah. And so it's great conditions.
Yeah, how about it, though? Murphy's Law, though. We wait. You know, if you're planning a golf outing outdoors, you'll work on it all year long, and of course it'll rain that day. Now we're planning the start of the winter tournament series, and we got 72 degrees outside, smaller group than normal today, but we do have players coming in.
In the world of politics today, I'm not going to touch on it, but you teed this one up too easy for me, Tony. Murphy's Law, as in Governor Murphy of New Jersey?
That's coming.
Yeah, there's new meaning to that old phrase of Murphy's Law. I prefer to think of it as when you drop that peanut butter sandwich, it always falls face down, you know, on the ground. But
well, welcome back, guys. Thank you so much for stopping in.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you, Steve, for having us.
Yeah. Looking forward to a fun year of the players coming in all year. We've got the prize wagon starting to build already for the Tournament of Champions, which will be, for our listeners, the end of March, possibly the first week of April. We'll have that date set later, but the idea is come in and play, finish in the top three, qualified to play in the Tournament of Champions, and that's when the real prizes are lined up, including, once again, the winning team, if they can make it, gets to go on to the World Amateur Handicap Championship in Myrtle Beach last week of August, and that is a hoot. You got a little peek of that this year.
I'm ready. I'm just waiting to say something. As you were talking there, I was there this year, as you know. I watched you work your way around the golf course. Despite being injured, you were a trooper, Tony Lindora, in extremely warm temperature. And yes, I did get to experience the World Am. Well, a portion of it, because it was COVID controlled. The 19th hole did not take place.
Yeah.
But I cannot wait to get back down there for the 2021 version.
It's an amazing event, and you know, the folks down there in Myrtle Beach do a great job running it. I mean, you know, 60 golf courses, 3,000 players. You know, not that there's anything complex about the entire situation. Yeah. A lot of fun. Well, that's one big event, but we've got other events to go to, and I guess that brings us to our Pro Golf Report.
Yep, and it's presented by our good friends at Kutztown Buick GMC, their sister store Turnpike Chevrolet. The hot news just in, Black Friday event, good for the entire month of November, and that's on now at Kutztown Buick GMC. 0% financing for up to 84 months. On most Buick and GMC models, save up to $7,000 in interest charges. That's a lot. Great deals also at Turnpike Chevrolet in Morgantown, PA. Remember, Kutztown Auto and Turnpike Chevrolet, they're both closer than you think. What do we have this week for the Pro Golf Report?
All right. Well, the PGA Tour is in Houston for the Houston Open, the final tune-up before the Masters. And it's a fairly interesting leaderboard. 7-under par after two rounds. Sam Burns at 5-under, well, maybe making a little bit of a resurgence now. Jason Day, along with Carlos Ortiz. And then at 4-under par, Brant Snedeker, Dowie Vanderwalt, Aaron Wise, and a name that we've talked about a little bit on the show, Corey Connors. Correct, Alan?
Corey Connors. You've heard that name because Kyle Peters, his caddy, has been kind enough to check in at the PGA Championship, at the U.S. Open, and we're hopeful to have him on the podcast that we air on Monday evenings on Apple, Spotify, Google, TuneIn, and now radio.com.
Ooh.
But Kyle hopefully will be able to check in and give us some feedback. So great to see Corey up there at the top of the leaderboard. And you enunciated well. Jason Day is playing some strong golf right now, Tony.
Yeah, it's good to see him back. He's one of the real good guys on tour, and he's had ups and downs physically that affected him. And, you know, I'd like to see him make a real strong run at Augusta, and we'll see how that all plays out. And I think it's very cool that this relationship that you have forged with Corey Connors caddy, and the fact that you've trying to line him up for our podcast. Folks, just so you know, Golf Talk Live has expanded. Our radio show on the weekend, Monday nights, the podcast, the 19th hole, Alan, his son Andrew, back and forth, recapping the weekend's events. And, you know, there's a lot going on the weekend, the NFL, college football, all these kind of things. So it's not always easy to keep tabs on all of the tours. They have all of that for you every Monday night on the podcast. You can catch it everywhere.
Every night on the podcast. I also need to mention Christian, who is Andrew's good buddy, joins us on there as well. A D1 golfer. So I'm on there all alone as the old guy, Tony, trying to defend myself against the young guys. And I was outnumbered in the hoodie conversation last week. But and speaking of the old guys, excuse me, the seasoned veterans.
Sure.
The Champions Tour, Charles Schwab Cup.
Big
event. Let me give you the leaderboard there. Paul Goitis, -7. Brant Jobe, -7. Mark Brooks, I always loved his the way he played the game of golf. -6. KJ Choi, -6. Kevin Sutherland, -6. And Dickie Pride rounds out the top of the leaderboard at -5. Good action out there in Arizona.
Mark Brooks, trivia question.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. His first professional win, he declared after college.
Okay.
Which, if I'm correct, was the University of Houston, maybe University of Texas.
Okay.
One of his Texas schools. Declared that he had turned professional, made a pit stop in the area, and played a Philadelphia section event at Westover Golf Club, won his first pro event before going on to the PGA Tour.
I did not know that.
That is just
you pull the trivia out of
way back
everywhere.
In the 80s, yep. Yep. I also covered his PGA Championship at Valhalla.
I always loved the way he worked the golf ball. He could shape the ball so well. That's what I loved about his game, because I couldn't.
All right, well, that is our Pro Golf Report, again, brought to us by our good friends at Kutztown, Buick GMC Cadillac, and their sister store, Turnpike Chevrolet in Morgantown, Pennsylvania. They are both closer than you think. Folks, stick with us. We're going to come right back after this commercial break. More from our good friend Steve Graves right here at Play Around Golf, talking about what it's been like keeping a business afloat during the 2020 year of the China virus, COVID pandemic, whatever the hell you want to call it. You got it right there, right here on Golf Talk Live from Play Around Golf.
You only have one opportunity to sell your golf property. Shouldn't you partner with an expert that offers you 30-plus years of golf industry experience combined with the reach of a global leader in real estate? Colliers International Golf Brokerage and Advisory Services understands your unique business needs. Whether it is brokerage, management, and consulting, be reassured that the market leader in the business of golf is providing you the real answers and practical solutions you deserve. Contact Golf Talk Live co-host and Colliers Golf Advisory Services member Alan DePew today at 717-554-8519. That's 717-554-8519.
Now back to Golf Talk Live.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Gary Player.
You're listening to Golf Talk Live.
And we are back at Play Around Golf, the Melvern location, and we are here for the kickoff of the Golf Talk Live Winter Tournament Series. Alan DePew, Tony Leodora, and we are joined by owner, and Eddie Chiesa, and we are joined by owner of Play Around, Steve Graves. Steve, thank you again for having us.
Glad you guys are here, and it's glad to see the guys coming in.
Yeah, it is.
So much fun.
As they start to file in the front door, we're getting ready to put the ball on the tee here shortly.
Yeah, they're in doing their calisthenics and all their warm-ups.
Stretching yoga.
Not really. but they're sort of limping in. But hey, they'll be ready. And when it's tee time at 8:05, they'll be ready.
There you go.
Yeah, all they have to do is really tune up their handicaps, and then they're ready.
Right.
Speaking of which, Steve, this has been a difficult year for all kinds of businesses. In your particular case here at Play Around Golf, I remember sitting here a year ago, and we were so excited that they were building right next to you, rebuilding, refurbishing, redoing an entire large restaurant space. Stove and Tap, a real brew pub, sports bar type atmosphere, which couldn't have been a better marriage for right up against your Play Around Golf here. In Ardmore, you have the same scene next to you, a different...
Yep, there's Iron Hill Brewery down there.
So these are both really good marriages. However, after all that work Stove and Tap did, you know, they were closed for so long, and then they finally opened under difficult situation. Are they starting to come around a little bit?
Oh, I think so. I mean, you see people out there. They built a nice tent area for people to come in and be outdoors. They've got some those flame pits, you know, that sort of thing. So it's very great ambiance, great food, of course, and drink, and people are enjoying them themselves.
Now, you were unable to do that same thing. You weren't able to build a tent outside
and play around golf.
And they kept you shut down sort of the same way they kept gyms and fitness centers shut down for a long time. That was draconian, to say the least.
I thought where you're going with the whole handicap thing earlier was exactly that, Tony, which is you've been handicapped since March 23rd. Haven't you?
We closed down on March 16th.
Oh, wow.
I mean, just literally put a sign on the door and said, you know, we'll be at home when we're able to reopen. We'll be back. And we came back and we opened on June the 26th.
Right.
Oh. As was the first day that we could get back in the place. And, yeah, you're right. I mean, we couldn't go outdoors. So, you know, we couldn't take the simulators outdoors.
You know.
But we did go outdoors. We did a lot of stuff over the summer. We took our kids for summer camp.
Yep.
We were over at Valley View Golf Course, the old Thatcher's old place over there, Old Masters.
My great friend Pam Mariani, a great supporter of Golf Talk Live for many years.
They were very helpful in letting us bring the kids over there, and so we've been cranking since the end of June.
Well, that's good to hear that. That at least kept you going a little bit, but then once you were able to open, it was middle of the summer, and that is the slow time for you. You get some people in at night trying to get warmed up, you know, after work and so, but...
It's been interesting to see people come back in, and they'll find us as their practice place.
Right.
And they like us because we give solid, accurate feedback. You know, not something you get in today's media. I won't go there. But we have some great customers, great friends, and we've built some strong relationships, just like you and I have over the years. We have those same with our customers.
Did you notice that Eddie didn't even touch that comment? He just quietly sat there.
Nothing going on.
So now you're getting into the, with the exception of this week with all this great weather, but the, you know, the cold weather's coming and that's the busiest season for you. And are you able to use all of the simulators? Do you have to keep only a certain of them open? How's it work for you?
We do. Most of the time, I mean, our golfers are singles or doubles, and so they're able to socially distance within the simulator. And also the simulators are, you know, big. I mean, they're huge.
Yeah.
And so they're distanced by themselves apart from each other. So, you know, we ask that people wear masks when they come in or if they're going to move around the facility, go to the bathroom or whatever, and then upon exiting. But while they're in the simulator, while they're playing, they can use their discretion as they feel led.
Yeah, it's pretty tough to play golf with a mask on.
We had a fella and his son come in the other day, and you could tell they were struggling. But you know what? Mom said to do this, and they did it. And
women tell us what to do all day long. What we're allowed to say, do, walk, think. That's the new order now.
The beauty of the simulator, and the simulator obviously has gotten better and better. The technology has gotten better and better, obviously, as technology naturally has improved.
Right.
But as you touched on, game feedback a guy like myself, I used to be a golf professional. I mean, that would be invaluable to me to understand club path, understand ball speed, and what have you. But even when we were here for the Tournament of Champions, it's not just practice. There's fun here. You have, forgive me, the name of it again, the one contest you set me up that I failed miserably on. It's a couple different games. What's the one where the fairway narrows?
Sure, Razor.
Oh.
We're going to be having contests later on in the month, if everything works out, where about golf, these people that make the simulators are having an incredible contest where we'll have Razor
Okay.
And you can come in, and this is all around the world. For all the golf, you know, about golf simulators around the world, and earn $1,000.
Nice.
With the one with the most points. I mean, it's pretty cool. And so next year.
And just to, I guess, define what that is, the fairway.
Right.
You hit your first tee shot, and then based on the outcome, the fairway narrows, and the fairway narrows, and it continues down until, well, I didn't make it this far all the way to the bottom because my golf balls were in the water.
I think it's about 10 yards.
Yeah.
There when you're finally on the fifth shot. But it's awesome.
Before we close this up, I want to get one question asked to you, Steve, because you have been a sounding board for us for a number of years on this growing scene of alternative golf. If we may call it that, or whatever it is, different ways to play golf. And a big name in this has been Top Golf. The news recently that they were bought by Callaway Golf.
Right.
And obviously this year things have been very difficult for Top Golf also, and maybe that's why they sold to Callaway. Projects that were being built in Lake Mary, Florida, that I'm very familiar with that area, and we have people in the industry who live right there and watch it, and up on Long Island. Mm-hmm. So two of our people from the International Network of Golf were right there looking at these two facilities that stopped dead. And then the third one is the one
across
Valley Forge, which has not gotten started yet. The developer keeps sitting there waiting for the go-ahead, but Top Golf has pulled the reins back.
Right.
What's your take on all of that?
I think that's going to be a tremendous help to the game once these things are in. It brings in people who want to enjoy themselves, have some fun. You know, it's the guy who has his date, and they are a couple of other people that are also going out on a double date, at that sort of thing, and they just want to hit balls and crank hard. And but anyway, so yeah, I think it'll be a good thing. We're looking forward to it, but and because we think that.
Yeah,
we'll float all boats.
Well, I think that one in Valley Forge, again, right across the street from the Valley Forge Casino,
right,
may finally start to get built or start, and the other projects hopefully get completed.
And not to throw another shameless plug in for the podcast, but we actually talked about that when the news broke last week. And it makes, Tony, just to add, I think, and Steve, I agree with you. It makes great sense, Callaway buying them. Yep. They already had a stake in the ownership in the company. And Callaway wants to put clubs in beginners' hands. And who's bringing beginners to the game? Top Golf, Drive Shacks, simulators. Yep.
Play around golf.
It makes a lot of sense. But what also makes sense is taking a step away for a word from our sponsors. So we're going to do that now. You are listening to Golf Talk Live, the number one golf radio show
in America. And when we come back, the Masters Preview.
Masters Preview.
Ooh.
Join Golf Talk Live as they take the show on the road to Ireland. Six rounds of golf, six nights in Dublin, Portmarnock, Royal Dublin, Balltray Links, the K Club, the European Club, and Portmarnock Links. Go to Ireland with Golf Talk Live from September 25th to October 4th, 2021. Email Alan at golftalklive.net. That's A-L-L-E-N at golftalklive.net for more details.
In this rapidly changing real estate world, it is imperative you have the expert advice of a global leader. With over 15,000 offices worldwide, Colliers International offers you the solution to maximizing your property value. Relieve the stress of finding that perfect space, sourcing new tenants, or managing your assets. Colliers is a full-service real estate firm dedicated to providing solutions to your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling, accelerate success with Colliers International. Connect with a partner in your area today at colliers.com.
Hey, this is Darius Ruck. You listen to Golf Talk Live.
And we are back at Play Around Golf, Malvern location, kickoff of the Golf Talk Live Winter Tournament Series. Alan DePugh, Tony Leodora, Eddie Chiesa, and in a year of unusual, we want to preview perhaps the most unusual, a Masters in November.
Spring.
Next week coming up kicks off Masters Week. Tony, did you ever think you'd see that?
Well, not really. A lot of things I didn't think I'd see in in my lifetime, but this is going to be a very different Masters. But bottom line, thank goodness we're having it. Number
Absolutely.
One. It just makes for a continuation of a tradition like unlike any other. And I'm glad that they're going to have it, even though it won't seem the same without spectators there. But so many great Masters memories over the years, and we'll forge some new ones when we play this very strange Masters next week. A lot of people getting prepared for it, and we'll see who gets in the right frame of mind if they can do that in November.
So that actually jumps right into, we've referenced the podcast a little bit this morning, but it jumps right in because I'd love to hear your opinion on the podcast, which folks airs on Apple, Spotify, TuneIn, Google, as well as radio.com. We call it the 19th hole. Myself and a couple of younger guys, Andrew and Christian, we hop on there and chat golf. The question was, do you think that the situation with no fans is advantageous and lends itself for a non or a middle tier player, first time player, to have a shot to win this year?
I do. I think that some of those surprise players who jump up, and we've seen that many, many years, and then fade back quickly under the pressure of the final round of the Masters, may not feel it quite as much because there won't be those roars and the presence of looking around themselves and saying, oh my gosh, the entire golf world is here watching me.
Right.
That will be something a little bit different, and who knows, maybe we'll have another Danny Willett who won in 2016, or Trevor Immelman who won in 2008, jumping up there and winning this year. Maybe that will happen. You know, it's happened before, you know, going all the way back through the years, Bob Golby and
sure,
you know, all those kind of names that sort of came out of nowhere. Even one of the ones that I covered, although he wasn't quite as unknown as some of these other guys, but Ian Woosnam, you know, had his great moment in the sun at Augusta.
He peaked, obviously. He was one of the top players in the world at one point, and he put it together at Augusta. And I agree with you. I think when you're standing at Augusta and you're on the back nine on Sunday and you don't hear the roars coming up from 12 and 13 and the lower holes, when you're standing on 10T, if you're on the top of the leaderboard, the pressure is going to be taken off.
Yeah. By the way, my Ian Woosnam story, I was down on a golf trip to do a magazine story, a new golf course in Barbados, and the pro came out and said, do you mind if we have somebody join you when you play today? I said, no. He said, I want to introduce you to Ian Woosnam. And we played, and it was a huge thrill because it was one of the few times in my life that I got to play with somebody I was taller than.
I was just about to ask. So right. I mentioned number 13. I want to see if I can finally catch you on something. I really reached deep on this one, folks.
Okay.
Trivia from Augusta. Players that have played number 13 more than 10 times, who has the best stroke average ever on that hole?
The best stroke average ever on number 13. Well, you know, everybody was going to jump on Tiger Woods, but
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, right. And that would have been the rest of mine. That would be too obvious to say that. And I don't know why this name came into my mind, and it can't possibly be him, but I'm going to go with it because it just popped into my mind. Seve Ballesteros.
No, but I can respect that opinion, that guess, because Seve played 13 well.
Yeah, I do remember that. He certainly at least didn't four-putt. Seve, how was it you four-putted? I miss. But that was one of the great scenes in the press room there ever.
The answer is, and he left the tour much too soon, Anthony Kim.
Wow.
4.1 stroke average. So every single time he had a guarantee. Basically played that hole to a birdie every single time he teed it up.
He could have given me 20,000 guesses, I would have never got that one.
And then followed by John Rahm.
John Rahm. Well, that one I could see in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, that he certainly moves the ball pretty well.
He can take it deep.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty good trivia there. So let's get down to it. I mean, who are some of the favorites for next week in your mind? And then I'll throw in a couple myself.
Oh, wow. Well, I mentioned him earlier in the show. I think Jason Day, he's been putting together a string of some very good golf. I think you got to think Jason's got a really strong shot.
Yeah. I guess in the not category, for the first time in a long time, people would have to say Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson are not on the favorite board at all, and would be pretty surprised if they contended even a little bit. That guy you did mention right now, I keep waiting for him to break through with a big one. John Rahm certainly would be somebody to look at as a real threat at Augusta. And, of course, Rory, because he's
true,
played well there before. I hate to run with the chalk all the time, but they happen to be two that are certainly...
So I got to ask the inevitable question: does Bryson, is he factor into this now that he's apparently hitting at 400 yards?
Well, you just got to feel he's completely overpowering golf courses, and Augusta is a course that can be overpowered at times, and we've seen that in the past when some people just, you know, drive the ball like crazy, and they're just hitting, you know, chip shots to the greens oftentimes. I would guess that he would have to be the big favorite, along with the guy who's back from COVID, Dustin Johnson.
DJ, who's down at Houston warming up, getting ready. Absolutely. Yeah. Brooks Koepka, also.
Yeah, not particularly playing well, and nope. I'm going to think that with the injury he had, it's going to take... Having been someone who went through a strange leg injury myself, and had to relearn how to reactivate the muscles, and then once I finally did, all of a sudden it was like a huge revelation. I think it's going to take him a little while to get into top form.
So your final pick is? You're going to put your $1 down. Who are you putting it on?
Yeah, I probably would put it on Rory.
Okay. I'm going to say Jason.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
No Americans on this list. We're talking about also, well, DeChambeau, but, you know, John Rahm and some of these others. It just we'll see how it all works out. I think it's going to be an interesting week no matter what.
I agree. And, folks, we're going to take a step away for a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we talk Golf Talk Live Winter Tournament Series with last year's champs.
The defending champs are in the house. Yeah.
You're listening to Golf Talk Live, the number one golf radio show in America.
You only have one opportunity to sell your golf property. Shouldn't you partner with an expert that offers you 30 plus years of golf industry experience combined with the reach of a global leader in real estate? Colliers International Golf Brokerage and Advisory Services understands your unique business needs. Whether it is brokerage, management, and consulting, be reassured that the market leader in the business of golf is providing you the real answers and practical solutions you deserve. Contact Golf Talk Live co-host and Colliers Golf Advisory Services member Alan Depew today at 717-554-8519. That's 717-554-8519.
Now back to Golf Talk Live.
And we are back at Play Around Golf, Malvern location, for the Golf Talk Live Winter Tournament Series. Tony, how we doing?
Well, it's a great start. We've got the teams for the opening week here. They'll be trying to qualify. Top three finishers qualify. And it's all driving them toward the Tournament of Champions, which will take place in either late March or the first week of April. date to be announced still. But the teams that qualify come back for that. And each week we have our own little nine-hole Better Ball of Partners competition. Folks, you can sign up anytime. You just call Play Around Golf. You have to get in and register ahead of time. It's a lot of fun. We do it right after the radio broadcasts. And as I said, the Tournament of Champions is when the huge prize truck backs up to the door, unloads everything with some great prizes for the people. And the guys who won last year are with us right now. The team of Jay Belwar and Brian Sweeney, welcome back for the Winter Tournament Series.
Yay.
Hey, great to be here.
All right, let's start with you, Brian, because I have a special question for Jay. But you guys won last year. You played pretty well throughout the year, and then it all came together on that last week there. And it's good to have a familiar partner.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we were delayed because of COVID for the series, so we ended up having the championship a few months after. So we were in summer form. Fortunately, one of us was in summer form, in Jay Belwar. I put a saddle on his shoulders and just rode him and said, go, boy, because I did nothing.
Well, with this here is confession. I didn't realize we had the confessional open this morning.
Yes, well, Alan, you know, I've always been honest. I'm a typical golfer, very honest, right? But Jay and I have had a history of playing both indoor golf and outdoor golf. So we've been the champions at the member guest at Aronimink, which Jay is a member of. And we've won two out of the last, I guess, 8 years. And came in second 1 year, and that's big time there. And I'm always excited, and I always make sure that Jay is a very close friend of mine.
Well, that does work. And let's bring in Jay, as you said, a member at Aronimink Golf Club, but maybe one of the more loyal members of Play Around Golf that I know. And it shows, because when I first met Jay a number of years ago, not that he was a bad golfer, not as accomplished as he is now. He hits the sweet spot all of the time. And I have to say, maybe it's because you never take a break from golf because you're in here all the time. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I remember seeing a video once with Bobby Jones where he's playing one of these old-time, maybe it was black and white, and he's out there with W.C. Fields, and W.C. Fields says, Bobby, I'm never going to learn this game, while he's sitting under a tree juggling a bunch of golf balls. And Bobby says, hey, Bill, how did you learn to juggle so well? He goes, oh, just practice, practice, practice. He said, Bobby said, well, that's the secret to golf.
There you go.
You just got to keep at it, and you got to keep swinging.
That's pretty good. I'm never going to leave this game or learn this game. I can tell you right now, and I don't want any dogs or children around me.
That's right.
Yeah, the great W.C. Fields. Well, it certainly has worked for you. I mean, your handicap has come way down, although some of the guys in the winter tournament series say it hasn't come down far enough. We'll see about that this year. But it certainly worked out for you. And you guys won the championship last year. Now, the top prize every year is the spot in the Myrtle Beach World Amateur Handicap Championship, which is in August. You were unable to attend, but you were pretty happy with what you selected. I know that you went into the Tour Edge bag pretty good for some equipment. Correct, Brian?
Yeah, it was just, I mean, I always feel guilty how great the prizes are here.
Well, I'm glad that you got something you liked. What did you grab out of the bag?
I got the putting arc trainer, which, interestingly enough, I ran into Lydia Ko over at Aronimink a few weeks ago. She was practicing, warming up on the putting green using the Pro Arc, and I started a conversation with, hey, that's the putt trainer. And she turned around, and we started chatting for a few minutes.
Lydia Ko, LPGA Tour player who now is down at Baltimore Country Club and was named Player of the Year, PGA of America Player of the Year as a club professional.
I think you're thinking of Joanna Ko.
Ah, you're right.
She was the teaching
pro. You're right.
Of the
I'm
year.
So sorry.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm so sorry. I got so carried away there. Lydia Ko, of course, a young lady from Australia.
Yep.
Well, they're both great.
Thank you. In that case, never mind.
Rewind.
Yeah.
But, no, Joanna Ko, she hits a great ball. She's a big, long ball swinger.
Because I knew that she also used the putting arc. But Lydia Ko, how about that? Was working with that herself.
It's a pretty strong name drop. Lydia Ko on the putting green at Aronimate. Yeah.
Brush with greatness.
Yeah,
it was
really
nice not having crowds.
Yeah.
Well, Tony, can I just say, playing here during the winter helps so much. It is, you know, we're bombarded with videos now online, and we see a lot of videos, and we want to practice them all the time. This gives an opportunity to work on all those different ideas that you come across, and you get the speed, you get all the analytics here, and it just really helps improve your game by making it a part of your off-season regimen.
Yeah, I think of it as my lab. It's my laboratory. I come here and I want to try something. I'm working on a hip turn or trying to keep my face open or closed, to that matter. And you can come here and repeat it constantly.
Yeah.
Well, we've talked a number of times, obviously. I operate a golf course. Golf has exploded this year during the pandemic, everybody.
No question.
But we talked off-air, Tony, with Steve Graves, owner of Playaround. They're seeing the same explosion when they finally got open here. People are coming here in droves for many of those same reasons, guys. You get to practice and get good immediate feedback.
It's really great, and you can't understate it. The thing is, or I should say, you can't overstate it. It gives you, when you're out just in the grass and just playing, that's when you're not supposed to be thinking. Here you can think and get that feedback and really work on it. I'm telling you, right now, it's helping me so much.
All right. That's Brian Sweeney, his partner Jay Belwar, defending champs, the Golf Talk Live Winter Tournament Series. Folks, don't miss it. Join us for some of the fun all the way through April at Playaround Golf, Lancaster Pike in Malvern, also on Greenfield Avenue in Ardmore. Alan, that brings us to the close of the show, and it's been another great show.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure to see you. You need to come north a little more often.
Yeah.
But I do want to mention something. Product of the month. November product of the month, Next Belt.
That's right.
Excellent product.
Belt with no holes.
And the reason I mention that is we are going to be putting up on our Instagram page another product contest. So folks, hop over to our Instagram page, Golf Talk Live, check out our contest there, follow us. We're also on Facebook, Twitter.
And next week, folks, Friday night, we'll be at Black Cat Cigars, Friday the 13th, recording the show for Saturday morning. So that will be another great show for all of you on Golf Talk Live.
Number one golf radio show in America.
Sponsored by Norris Sales Company, the one-stop shop for all of your contractors' equipment rentals, sales tools, and safety supplies for your project. Visit them at norrissales.com. And in part by Black Cat Cigar Company, world famous and available at Germantown Pike in East Narton. And by Kutztown Auto, Eastern Pennsylvania's Cadillac, Buick, and GMC dealer. Mainland Golf Club and Bella Vista Golf Club, Montgomery County's complete golf experience. By Destination Montco Golf, promoting the game in Pennsylvania's golf capital. The Sheraton Atlantic City, the perfect hotel for business or fun. By Ravensclaw Golf Club, Montgomery County's top-ranked daily fee course, hosting the business leaders of the golf world for the 30th International Network of Golf Spring Conference. And by Westover Country Club, 50 years and still your golf and event leader.